Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 22nd of December. The purpose of the day is to read the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. I say again, the title is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. He has probably 24 or more websites. And we only give out a few of them in the morning, but here they are. WarOnWeThePeople.net. I say again, WarOnWeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to pretty much every day. I like to have it when I'm working in my office, 528radio.com. Then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next place I do some shopping, that's HealthyWorldStore.com. Then we have RevolutionTelevision.net and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, John, and Julie, and RBN, and all of you wonderful people listening. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you. God bless you. Have a happy new year also.
Thank you, sir. And, you have great audio this week. We had some issues last week which seemed to be resolved. Doctor, last night the President of Ukraine addressed a joint session of Congress. Towards the end, I only heard the last 10 minutes. He was talking about Ukrainians celebrating Christmas and having Christmas dinner despite being bombarded by the Russians. This is the same man who is also arresting Christians and shutting down Christian churches. What's wrong with this picture, Doctor?
It's a globalist scam. That's what it amounts to, and I'm disgusted. Absolutely anybody that is tuning into what's happening is disgusted beyond words, actually, at this point. The challenge is that he is a main player in the globalist agenda. And what we're witnessing in the news is like taking a pot of water, heating it up, boiling it, and now it's becoming so hot that we're all disgusted. The agenda, literally, is to cause we the people to become so disgusted and so damaged that we call for a new world order where those few people with massive amounts of money from the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, et cetera, their cohort in crime. And these are not simply traditional criminals, white-collar criminals. No, these are satanically possessed demons that are engaged in transhumanist transformation of civilization, where we become cyborg colony virtually. If you read everything that I'm reading and basically see all the pieces of the puzzle fall in, it only gives you one picture, that Zelensky is a puppet, just like Biden is a puppet in this globalist scam. And that's what's taking place. And unfortunately, for people who are of faith, we are targeted. We're targeted for elimination, along with really the rest of civilization. But you see, the ethics and morals and breaches in the judicial system, in the Justice Department, in the FBI, all of this is coming up to a head, where we are presented the information in such a manner by mainstream media that we're becoming increasingly distressed, increasingly deprived, increasingly censored and manipulated. And so the ultimate goal is to cause us to become in such desperation that we call for a different government and a governing body, and that is the World Economic Forum. They come in. It's basically the successors in interest to the Rothschild Rockefeller banking cartel, that if you witness the advertisement that BlackRock has, within the last couple weeks, increased dramatically, because BlackRock, when you look at Pfizer, Moderna, the big tech companies, the main companies that are manipulating civilization, and I love the theme of your program today, the power of the subconscious mind, because that is what is being attacked in this cognitive warfare. Classically, according to the War College, according to the military, as well as Johns Hopkins, this is what we are witnessing, experiencing, and becoming distressed by. It's planned. It is controlled. It is literally what last night's program on, if you watch Tucker Carlson and then watch Hannity, you saw Tulsi Gabbard present the thesis that these globalists are engaged. These are the warmongers. They're the military-industrialists, the military-industrial complex Tulsi Gabbard proposed. And actually, of course, that's obviously so. But then a couple of minutes later, you watch Hannity, and the substitute for Hannity, Jason Chaffetz, interviews Oliver North, who comes on and says that this is exactly what we need to do to defeat Russia, is increase the military expenditure, and he justifies all of what's going on in Congress. This is what's called the Hegelian dialectic. In the number one, you present the thesis, such as Gabbard says, oh, we need to have a stop to this. And then on the antithesis, the opposite, comes Oliver North, says, no, we need to increase the funding and military expenditures. So what you have as a result of that is standard synthesis. This is standard behavioral science. This is what mind war, this is what the cognitive warfare is all about. And then we, the people, tune out. We become overwhelmed, sensory motor overload. The subconscious mind can no longer deal with the mixed messages and the distress that surrounds us. Economic distress, food shortages, all of this is planned. This is all part of the big picture. And ultimately, what we need, and I think you agree with me at this point, we need divine intervention. That is the only thing, and that's why religious people are being attacked, because we hold the seat of righteousness, of morals and ethics. And ultimately, what is taking place is chaos, managed chaos, as is written on the US dollar bill. Nova Ordo Seclorum literally means managed chaos, order, new world order out of managed chaos.
Well said, Doctor. Well said. We got a couple of callers. We got one. Sergio in New York. Good morning, Sergio.
Hi, John. How are you? I called you yesterday, but I don't know what happened.
Go ahead, Sergio. What's on your mind?
I will be very short. I will talk just a few seconds. I was talking with many, I'm a prepper, and I talk with many preppers in the last 6 months. And I think that one of the most common mistakes that the preppers have is to think about electricity and the generator only to generate electricity, and they don't think in a battery. So if you don't have a very good battery to store energy, you're supposed to have the generator running all the time, and you need hundreds of gallons of gasoline. So I can recommend a battery that I bought in Amazon. The brand name is Weize, W-E-I-Z-E, 200 ampere hour, lithium, and it's $650. And with an inverter, you can have light in your house,
sure,
if there is a blackout.
Right.
And the other thing that I want to say is I don't understand why there is a lot of panic about food and this storm. Yesterday I went to Costco. I bought 100 pounds of rice for $60. And I bought 100 pounds of lentils for $140. So my question is, who doesn't have $200 in the United States to buy 200 pounds of food? So why do people doesn't learn, you know, when there is a crisis in this country, in Florida or in another part of the country, looks like that nobody is ready. Nobody cares about how to be prepared.
Well, people take things for granted. They take it for granted that there's always going to be food in supermarkets, or that's why they don't prepare.
Yeah, and the only thing that I want to ask you is, could you one day, because I know that you are a ham radio, you have license for ham radio, could you talk one day about the frequency, the GMRS, General Mobile Radio System?
We talk about that occasionally on Friday mornings, and we can talk about it again. Right.
Yeah, I have that a radio, a GMRS. And it's working great, and the good thing is that you don't need to study for a ham, like for a ham radio license. You just send, I think, $70 to the FCC, and you can have that, like a fishing license. So that's all what I want to tell you, John. I don't want you to take too much of your time.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Sergio. We appreciate the call.
Have a good day, sir.
Right, 8252.
Thank you.
Well, then, before I forget, how's the restoration of your hurricane-damaged home coming along?
Challenged by holidays, activities, and distance. I've got to drive 3 hours to get back to the construction site. And it's coming along, John. I've got to deal with the roofing company. I've got to deal with the window company. There's just – it's a mess, frankly. You know, it's something that, unfortunately – I really didn't need in my life, but, you know, you do what you can, and thank God I'm still here, you know?
Okay. Well, Doctor, the books you wrote two decades ago, unfortunately, are coming to life, aren't they?
Yeah, everything that I've written over the quarter century has come true. And, you know, my enemies in counterintelligence have basically been proven wrong all the time, consistently. And, you know, it's nice to have the respect and have people all over the world send me thank yous for doing the work that I've done all these years. That's a blessing. But, you know, it still leaves you and I challenged by the fact that we still have babies dying. We still have massive amounts of people who are being injected with clot shots and being decimated. And the globalist depopulation agenda is just running rampant over civilization. And it hurts your heart, my heart. Anybody with some semblance of God in their spirit and their soul is really, really sad about it. So, you know, I take my victories – you know, I temper my victories with that overview, because that's the mission. The mission is to save as many lives as possible, both physically as well as spiritually, isn't it?
Absolutely. There was a tragic story coming out of Washington State in the last few days. A newborn baby had a congenital heart issue that I'm getting some unusual sounds here when I talk, but the parents took the precaution of having clean, unvaccinated blood ready for the transfusion, and the hospital did not use it. The baby got blood that had contaminated with the clot shot, and it died. Shortly after the transfusion, the infant died with that clot stretching from its knee to its heart.
It's just despicable, and it's unconscionable, and there's no other words that actually do justice to the insanity and hypocrisy and attack on God's children. You know, so it's unbelievable what's going down, even for somebody like me who's been attending to the facts and seeing this picture unfolding. It's inconceivable, and I'm sure you feel the same way. You know, every day we talk, and every week we talk about how this Twilight Zone existence is overwhelming. And basically, what else would you expect from Satan? You know, you're taking out God's children. You have an artificial intelligence, cyborg civilization transformation called transhumanism that is unfolding. The metaverse, you know, you've got Google. Nobody's talking about these issues, the fundamental issues. I'm disgusted with even, you know, Newsmax, Fox News, which is the only semblance of giving us information and news quality and preparing us. But yet it's not preparing us. It's manipulating us. Because I'm going to give you another example. You know, everybody thinks how wonderful Jim Jordan is, or at least the Republicans and the far right think Jim Jordan and all the Trump supporters love Jim Jordan because he backed Trump. Well, gee whiz, Jim Jordan knows what I have fed his agents, that on January the 30th, 31st of 2020, the issue that Fauci's inner circle was frantic about was the revelation that the AIDS virus envelope gene and the lab manipulation and mutation of COVID SARS-19 is the spike protein gain of function antigen. So why would that be censored? Because let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Let's say they don't want to alarm the public, okay? They don't want to tell people the truth that we've been injected with a virtual mutant of HIV/AIDS, immune suppression, and all the other garbage that goes along with it. Okay, they don't even want to tell us that, but they don't want to tell us the big story. They don't want to frighten us. But you know what? Sometimes fear is rational. Sometimes fear can save lives. So knowing the truth that shall set you free requires a full disclosure and transparency. So this is what I'm witnessing. Even the good guys, the white hats, are advancing, aiding and abetting by willful blindness the undermining of civilization and depopulation, which is most profitable for the global industrialists that are advancing the pharmaceutical cartel as well as the big tech cartel for the subconscious and conscious mind control.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
I'm sorry, I didn't know we were on. Hi, folks. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I'm sure we're going to have John back with us momentarily. He's been having some sound quality problems, dropouts, and kind of like what I experienced last week. That's what happens sometimes when you're dealing with the internet. And also, you know, it's interesting, as I was watching Fox News last night in some important segments, I saw similarly the main dropouts, as though there was interference being run. And it wouldn't surprise me at all that the forces of evil are administering their big tech confusion through censorship and manipulation of the stream itself, so that we get annoyed. That's what they are. It's about annoying us and basically causing us distress, because stress and distress causes illness, and they make a lot of money from we the people becoming ill. At any rate, you know, I was thrilled to hear John's theme for today, the power of the subconscious mind, because that's where my thoughts, contemplations this week were actually going also. And my theme was the restoration is in self-knowledge. If you don't know you have a subconscious mind operating, for example, you're at great and grave risk. And so what is the subconscious mind and how do you deal with it? Well, the subconscious mind, in many of us, we can kind of like keep tabs on. There's an inner voice that we get that sometimes and often actually keeps us out of trouble. Let your conscience be your guide is kind of the doctrine that relates to this. But the concept of self-knowledge, to know thyself, vitally important, recognizes the subconscious mind. It recognizes the what's called cognitive consciousness or internal dialogue. That is what that voice in the back of your head is telling you. Frequently worried about things such as paying the rent, such as finding good quality food to eat, taking good care of yourself. Those are the cognitive consciousness mind thoughts that we get. But there is also a higher level of consciousness, a spiritual blessing, so to speak, that we have access to. And there's a whole level of spirituality in the soul's expression that we actually can gain consciousness of, become aware of, and actually advance, that is fundamentally, most importantly, associated with beyond self-knowledge, beyond knowing thyself. It's what Jesus was talking about, to love thyself, to love. What is that? That whole concept of bringing you in divine communion with you, your higher self, and the care that's necessary for oneself. If you know thyself, then you want to take care of your vehicle of consciousness, your body temple. You want to take care of, you want to know every part of it. There's a body, mind, emotions, imagination, intuition, a will to make conscious choices that are for your health and restoration and longevity. There's that connection that you have to this inner voice, this spiritual blessing of divine communion, where you have direct messages from Jesus, or you have direct messages from God, or you have direct messages from their angels of protection and restoration. And so to be able to know thyself fully, and then fundamentally then love, celebrate, nurture that which is so divine in us as holy children of the Creator. That is, I think, among the greatest challenges, but also the greatest blessings that we can actually advance in this life on earth. And so then how do you now exercise that?
We have a break. Everybody hold on. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
You're sleepless. I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's more action going on in the bedroom than snoring.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. It's down for the time being. Hope to get it back up soon. Still getting some extraneous noise here. I don't know if you guys can hear it or not. And my Christmas sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now. Mattress pads also, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I personally will take your order since the internet's down. My website is down, I should say. Just give me a call. I'll take your order personally. That's 314-965-3007. I say again, 314-965-3007. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. He has a lot of websites. Here's a few. Let's listen carefully. War on WeThePeople.net. Next, we have 528radio.com. Then we go to judicialcorruptionnews.com. Then healthyworldstore.com. Next is revolutiontelevision.net. And then finally, medicalveritas.org. Doctor, we have an extra half hour if you got the time this morning.
Happy to join you, John. Thanks for the invite.
Okay. Our next caller is Pat in Texas. Morning, Pat.
Morning. I wanted to agree with Dr. Horowitz. I thought of this scripture. It's God's telephone number. It's Jeremiah, back in the days when they had a name on it, 33:3. It says, call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You agree? Can you hear me?
I hear you, Pat. Doctor, do you hear Pat's comment?
I apologize, Pat. You know, John, remember I just said before the last break, that I'm having window problems. I've got a window company. So, Pat, I apologize that there was a window company calling me, my window company calling me on the other line when you were addressing that issue. So I apologize. I didn't hear you.
Okay, I'll say it again. I agree with what you were talking about before you, when you got your phone call about hearing from God, because they used to say God's telephone number is Jeremiah 33:3. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. So I really don't care what Sean Hannity says. Because when we had one of the most conservative people in Texas, we had was Ted Cruz, and he actually he said I am a Catholic, and Ted Cruz speaks in tongues, and I don't go for that stuff. Well, you know what? Ted Cruz shouldn't. I mean, he was in Baptist everything, so I've never heard him talk that way. So if you're going to hold it against somebody for his religion and then throw a football, which is a new religion we have, Sean Hannity football, then I don't care what you say. I really don't care what Illinois says either. So I just thought I would throw that in since I saw them coming out, you know, getting into the argument. All right. Yeah. Anybody hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, and I got it. Thank you so much. You know, the 3-3-3, 3 times 3 is 9, you know, and that's completion.
Oh, yeah.
Look at, I wrote about this in Love, The Real Da Vinci Code. One of my books is called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, and the 9 is a spiraling up. The symbol, it symbolizes a spiraling up from you into the wholeness of heaven. And the divine communion, the communication that we were talking about, and John's recommendation to consider the subconscious mind as being capable of divine communion and spiraling up to be in touch with God and the angels of protection, is so real. And Jesus is real. You see, in that realm, that's the realm that one must go to in order to be saved, spiritually and now today even physically, because that's where the higher level consciousness is. That's what the mind war is attempting to destroy, along with the souls of human beings, of we the people. It's an attack against the soul spirit. Spirit is energy. I've talked about that probably dozens of times with John over the last 2 years on this show. Spirit is simply energy. Energy is electrons resonating at certain frequencies. The 528 frequency is a 6. That's the miracle note of the original musical scale, the solfeggio that the Roman Catholic Church suppressed, along with about 157 of the most spiritually uplifting Gregorian chants. And that when you start to study, you know, you start to study the works and words of Jesus, and you realize how important John the Baptist was and what baptism is and does, and the power of water that I consider liquid God, and that's 80% of you is liquid God. So we're really, you know, small gods with a small g, and we are engaged in this wonderful process that completely fulfills what it is that you're talking about, that this verse of the Bible is talking about. All one needs to do, it's so simple, is give your life over to the boss. Mm-hmm. You know, whether you choose Jesus or whether you choose God, it doesn't matter, because the power and glory of that divine communion and connection is there, and it's there for free. And you don't have to, you know, be worried about all the stuff that's going down, because there is a divine protection, you know, that's taking place currently. You know, it's wonderful that John is recommending preparedness. You know, we've been recommending preparedness. You know, I used to be on the preparedness circle. You know, Larry Beecroft, who I heard from, John's friend.
I've met Larry Beecroft. I've been in the courtroom and then talked to him afterwards.
I'm talking about all of the leaders in the preparedness movement. There was Jack McLam, who is the director of Police Against the New World Order. Brilliant, beautiful, beautiful soul, spirit man, very intelligent. And I had the good fortune of being with him numerous times. And then Bo Greitz, who is awesome, just an awesome protector of we the people, spirit-filled also beautifully. And these were the models that engaged the preparedness movement and the network that literally moved us into this frame of mind and consciousness where we would start to think about what's taking place right now. This was 10, 15 years ago when we were on the lecture circuits together. This is what our mission was. And what you're talking about is the fundamental message that all of us were giving to people. You know, the Constitution, First Amendment of the Constitution, is fundamentally, you don't mess with people's connection to God. You don't mess with that religious connection. Mm-hmm. You know, you because once you impose any suppression of that intelligence, that divine communion, then you're no longer righteous. And what is righteousness? It means right standingness. Right standing in what? Standing in the law, which is the word. Words are sound. Sounds are frequencies. Frequencies are simple mathematics. That's why that we're looking at 333 is a nine completion. To be complete in your divine communion, you need to have that faith and give your life over to the Creator and say, Jesus, come into my heart, my soul, because I want you as my Lord and Savior. That's a prayer and an affirmation at the same time, and it's never, ever rebuked. It's not rebuked. It's welcomed. Because that's who we are. We're divine children. We're holy children of the Creator. And what's taken place in the dumbing down of the population through media manipulation is a suppression of our souls and our endowment, our spiritual endowment. Free spiritual blessing is available right here, right now. And those of us like you, Pat, who are engaged in this study and this exercise are blessed beyond measure. You know, despite that we're living in Babylon.
My question's been answered.
There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And our mission is to bring that down to earth in our lives, in our Holy Spirit-filled temples, in our bodies, and become the life, the blood, the bearers of that great news, that modern gospel, which is right here, right now, so necessary for us to restore some semblance of sanity on this horribly manipulated planet.
This people will gamble, but they don't want to gamble on God. They'll gamble on the devil. And maybe, you know, maybe there ain't a God, but they don't want to gamble on, what if there is? Why don't you just go ahead and say there is and submit? He won't fool anybody. He doesn't fool people. He doesn't even tempt us.
That's exactly right. You know, what's interesting from my perspective also, though, studying what I have been studying with the solfeggio frequencies of musical mathematics. And again, you know, I was watching again Fox News yesterday, and there was a conversation ongoing that the English language, that they're changing the English language, the Stanford University now proclamation of, you know, the woke mentality, reforming language. And this speaker just superficially addressed the fact that she didn't want to have the English language manipulated. Well, guess what? The English language itself is a complete soul-suppressing manipulation. When you understand Hebrew, when you understand the derivation of the English language coming about in the 1520s approximately with the King James Bible and Shakespearean plays. And when you study William Shakespeare and the theory that this is Sir Francis Bacon and he was a complete genius and he was constructing the King James Bible at the same time they were advancing the English language in the early 1500s, and suddenly now you have this whole, you know, entertainment of plays, Shakespearean plays, along with the King James Bible, bringing to us what? Hebrew backwards. Read the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. That's one of my three national bestsellers. Healing Codes. The codes are the musical mathematics of divine design, of divine intelligence. That's righteousness, standing right in the law. The law is the word. Word is sound. Sound is frequencies. It's musical mathematics. We are the music. The DNA sings. It's an antenna to God. Sound and light signals of frequency resonance are projected out, transmitted to all of our cells. They're delighted. They receive that signal, and they're uplifted and manifested in perfect harmony with divinity. That's beautiful. That's who we are. Now you take the manipulators, the satanic sorcerers, and the mass media manipulators, and we have been dumbed down. We no longer recognize the divinity in ourselves. This concept of the subconscious mind that John has dedicated this show to, this is fundamental. You've got to know that subconsciously you're divinely connected. And this is righteousness, right standingness. And that's the Savior's message. Love.
I remember when the music started getting so bad in churches, and I would try to go into the church and I couldn't even walk in. It was just, it would interfere with my heartbeat.
Right.
I had to go back out.
That's right. The tempos and the degeneration of civilization and the culture, today's culture, is purposefully dumbed down, spiritually suppressed. So to emancipate ourselves, that is the restoration. That's the remedy that's necessary under the circumstances.
Pat, we do. Thank you for your call. We need to move on.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We got a break coming up. Our next caller is JP in Illinois. Good morning, JP.
Hello, this is Sherman. I heard the beeper. Is that me?
Okay, well, JP, go ahead, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was wondering if you had a chance to analyze why there's so many humbugs this time of the year. It's because the people don't know the words to the song.
Words to what song, sir?
Christmas songs, hence they hum.
Oh. okay, well, a little humor is always good to get a little humor there, Sherman. We appreciate
sure.
that.
On a more serious note, at Steve Quayle's website this morning, Roger Stone shows a demonic portal open over the White House via a live camera feed. This morning I prayed to close this door using the keys of David, as you can read in Revelation chapter 3, the Church of Philadelphia. Would you agree with me, Dr. Horowitz, as touching heaven, that these portals remain closed?
Yeah, I absolutely certify your recommendation. The salvation message is in the 520 frequency resonance vibration, which is the key of the House of David. I have been blessed to herald that. I'm honored to have delivered that. I challenged the Jewish Hebrew orthodoxy in Israel, saying, tell me, what is the key of the House of David if it's not 520 frequency, which is pure tone love? That resonant energy that comes from your heart in faithful prayer and positive loving intention from your heart and faithful prayer goes out, touches God's heart, comes back, and gives you the miracle. It's the do re mi, miracistorum in Latin, miracles in English. It's the miracle note, love. That's what Jesus's ministry is all about. It's all about love and how to literally connect to the level where you could walk on water, where you could transcend physical reality and physical limitations and disappear diseases that are manifesting in the physical because you're connected spiritually to the divine kingdom, nothing missing, nothing broken, no dis-ease in that zone. That's the zone of bliss. That is what love 528 is all about. And what you're talking about, Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8 certifies your comments and your theory that 528 frequency, because what is that? It comes, Revelation 3:6-8 comes at a very dark time in history. You know, the great Babylonian fall. This now is the recommendation. Herein lies the key of the House of David that opens doors that no man can open and closes doors that no man can close. It's exactly what you're talking about, spiritual portals. You can't, as a human being, as a man or a woman, close or open those spiritual portals. You can only pray with faithful, loving prayer that those doors are open for your salvation. That's born again. You're born again into that Holy Spirit power of divine love and protection and restoration, because that's what God is. It's complete perfection. It is total. There's no dissonance. There's no disease. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. You can fix yourself. And that's what my fundamental message earlier, when I was talking about self, know thyself, then heal thyself. Once you know and once you love yourself, and you nurture yourself. And that's very difficult in a world where, in Babylon, where we've grown up to be in competition and we're smeared and we say we're fat and we're ugly and we're stupid and we're not this and we're not that. And we grow up in that insane culture where we're no longer connected and no longer honored with the revelation that we are divine children. And so now we to recapture, restore this planet to some semblance of sanity and move on to the 1,000 years of world peace. Yes, the key of the House of David. Think about what that means. Go to Israel today. Walk into the city of David in Jerusalem. You pass through a big harp. The entryway to the city of David is a harp. King David, who loved God, who wrote the book of Psalms, loved God so much, wrote those magnificent Psalms, played a healing harp tuned to the key of the house of David, which was pure tone love, which is 528. Which is 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. It's a 6. It's the miracle 6. That's why water, H2O, seeks its mate. It combines to form the six-sided hexagonal shape crystal that we call snowflakes. It is what structured water, the basis for our DNA. Our DNA sings. Because water is a liquid crystal superconductor of that divine healing energy that brings, that comes from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brings us it into us and restores us. I mentioned that maybe a year ago on this show. Go to sleep feeling dreadful, tired, worn out. All night long, you've been blessed by that Holy Spirit. You wake up in the morning refreshed. How did that happen? It had to have happened because it's musical mathematics, that spiritual energy. The electrons are, of, I call them electrons of love, are coming into you. That's our endowment, our natural blessing and endowment and gifting from the Creator. Every moment, every instant, you're literally being remanifested in that quantum field, in that level of physical reality. Physical comes from spiritual. You're a spiritual being first before you're a physical being. That's been proven by science. When you have the sperm inseminating the egg, you have an explosion of light. That's the energy of that spirit, that soul's incarnation into this physical realm. And that's where the fundamentally restoration, rejuvenation, the remedy of what damages humanity, this ignorance, this manipulation by the mainstream media and the pharmaceuticals, the drugs that take us out of this realm of divine connection and restoration into the realm of commercialism, of profiting off of humanity's suffering, of depopulation products, drugs, vaccinations. These are the manipulators, the satanic sorcerers promote this, and this is what's causing all the disease and damage. You want the restoration of civilization? You go to God. You go to Jesus. You bring that love, that power of love. Love is the universal healer. Music is the universal language. Water is the universal solvent. You put the three together.
Hold on, Doctor. We got a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC.
417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.